from round the corner
to your street and neighbourhood.
This is Paplo for breakfast.
As you may or may not know, I am an avid reader. I'm nearly up to 20 books this year so far, but there's one book that has sort of stood above the rest. And I mentioned it the other day on air, and I said, this is the book for 2023. You need to read it. It's called How to Be Remembered. Michael Thompson is the author. And believe it or not, it is his debut novel. I couldn't believe it. He joins us on the phone today. Michael, good morning.
G'day, Pablo.
Now, I've been telling everyone about this book. Let's just pump up your tires for a little bit.
Please. We'll take the first couple of minutes just for some praise. Go on.
But it is such a good story. And I've got to admit something, though. I am not much of a person that reads the back cover to find out what the book is about. I'm all about the front cover. I just see the front cover and I think, yep, I'm going to read that. So the first couple of chapters, I was pretty confused, to be honest. I didn't know what's going on. But then it all made sense and it all came together. And it's a really unique story that I think people will get so much joy out of. I've got to ask you, I know that you started writing this in lockdown, but how did this idea all come about?
Well, I mean, the idea itself, and I don't know now whether I should kind of mention what the idea is.
No, you can't.
Consider we don't want people to read the back cover, but the idea is fairly kind of simple. It's a young man who, on the same day every year, everybody who knows him forgets that he exists. They just kind of is entirely wiped from their memory, and so it's kind of then about him and his life and how he kind of tries to have exactly what everyone else has, kind of a relationship, a job, all that kind of thing. And it's kind of pretty tragic, but it's also hopefully kind of fairly hopeful and optimistic and all of that. And look, the idea actually came from of all things, thinking about social media and thinking about the dumb stuff that people post on the internet, and that they'll like the drunken photos that they'll put on Instagram, that kind of stuff, and things that probably get deleted later. But I mean, it's your digital footprint; it's kind of there forever. And I was thinking about people that would do that, and then they'd be like, "Oh, I wish I could just be forgotten online." And I kind of thought about it the other way, like, "Well, what about if there was someone who just wanted to be remembered?" And there was something preventing that from happening. And so it's kind of a bit of a leap. And it, as soon as I thought of that, I'm like, I reckon there's a story in that. And so that's when I kind of sat down and started writing and just thought, I'll see where this goes. And hey, it turned into a book.
Now, is this something that was on your bucket list of life? Did you want to be an author? Did you want to write a book? How does this fit in?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, my background was journalism. And radio and writing for radio, and which is very, very different though to writing a book, because in radio you're trying to kind of convey, particularly writing kind of news style stories for radio, you're trying to convey as much information as you possibly can as quickly as you can, just to make sure that everyone has the information up front. Whereas in a book you're trying to kind of stretch that out and actually tell a story, and also you're not relaying actual facts, things that have actually happened. You are kind of creating it as you go, so you're not just trying to do a faithful description and representation of what's actually happened. You're trying to make it up and actually try and make sure that it makes sense and is a good read and a bit of fun as you go. And so I think so it had always kind of been on the bucket list, but I just thought I'll never get a chance to do it, probably not until retirement. And then I'd been working for one company for about 11 years, and then that finished up at the end of 2019, and I took a couple of months kind of over Christmas, and then thought I'll find a job early 2020. Geez, that's a good plan, isn't it? Knowing what we know now. Suddenly all the jobs disappeared. because of COVID. I thought, well, you know what, I'm in this now, I'm going to keep on writing. And I did, and kind of we set up a podcast business and everything on the side just to kind of keep paying the bills so that I could kind of keep writing. And then lo and behold, there we go, the book was finished. And then the hard slog was really then finding an agent and trying to get representation, because if you want to be published really in the world, say in the US, you need an agent to represent you. You cannot go directly to publishers there. And I thought, you know what? Why not aim high? I'm going to try and get published in the States. And so I went out trying to find trying to find an agent, and along the way there were 42 rejections, which is just like, it's just whack after whack after whack, and you just keep on going. So you're like, I've written this book, I'm going
someone's
to get it
gonna
out
take
there.
It someone is
that's right yeah, and you need 42 no's, you only need one yes, yeah. And you never know when that yes is going to come. And then I found just the perfect person to represent me, and we ended up in a kind of an auction for Australian publishing rights, which was won by Allen and Unwin here, and then it's coming out in the US in a few weeks' time.
Well, I'm so glad you persevered with it, because I read it in 2 days, and I smashed through it. And what I loved about it is the fact that it didn't go down the route. If I had written this book, I would have gone down the route of, so he can't be remembered. Every year he can't be remembered. And I thought it was going to go down the journey of trying to solve that, right? And then I was thinking, oh, no, we're going to find out it's some alien that's wiping the memory. This is like Men in Black or something, you know, something really corny. And I don't think that it could have ever been solved. And I know I'm giving away a little bit here. If we had found out exactly why this is happening. And I'm so glad you didn't explore that. Because it was so much more interesting to not have that as the sort of the pinnacle of the storyline.
Well, I'm so pleased to hear that, because that was kind of what I set out to do, was go, all right, let's just agree that this is happening. Let's just kind of assume it's that every world. Year that this is his reality. This is what's happening to Tommy. And now let's see how he deals with it. Let's see how it affects his life. And so it plays out through the relationships, and it just kind of plays out through all those little things that, because it is kind of still set in our world. It's still set in kind of in real life, but just something bizarre is happening to this poor guy. And so I didn't want to get bogged down in an explanation for it, because it feels like that would take it off in kind of like a science fiction direction or something like that. And it's not that. It is kind of, kind of like a cross between like The Midnight Library, which is another big one recently, and kind of The Rosie Project and things. But, like, these are books about kind of real life and about how we live. And just unfortunately for Tommy, in this particular case, he's living a life that people can't remember. And I think that's also kind of the fact that it plays out through the relationships is why there was the kind of film interest as well, because the film rights were picked up kind of 6 months before it was published in Australia, which is just such a thrill to be kind of to have kind of Hollywood producers pitching to you how they are going to how they would like to translate this to the big screen. Like, this is bizarre. This is a very, very weird kind of turn of events. But I think, again, it's that point that you picked up on, that it doesn't try to kind of get too technical and too kind of fanciful with the explanation. It is about the relationships, and it's about poor old Tommy.
Well, you mentioned that about the film rights, and I mean, that's very, very cool. If you could cast anyone as the main character, have you got an actor that you'd choose?
Oh, I keep kind of swapping between like Tom Holland as in Spider-Man. Or the young bloke who, God, that makes me sound old, doesn't it? The young bloke who played Elvis in Elvis, whose name escapes me right at this moment. But he was fantastic. You know what, though? Just even the fact that here we are just tossing around kind of A-list names. Isn't that bizarre?
Austin Butler, well? That's his name, Austin Butler.
Austin Butler, exactly. and look, I know that it's, a lot of books get optioned for film, and not kind of many kind of get turned into a movie, but it's a fantastic kind of first step. And it's such a thrill to see this kind of getting picked up, and recommendations like yours mean so much. The fact that you are kind of talking about the book and kind of passing it on to people, it's just, it means a lot, especially for a debut author.
Well, I could go on and on about how good this book is, but all I'll say is go out, grab a copy of it. It's jump on the website, allenandunwin.com, to grab yourself a copy. It is the best book, I think, that you'll read in 2023. And Michael Thompson, can't thank you enough for writing it, and appreciate you joining on the show today.
Pablo, thank you so much for your support. I really appreciate it.
The feel-good start to your day.
This is Pablo for Breakfast. It's